Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. As always, brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. You looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. It's Bish Cakes, EB, and JP. That is the foursome. Right now, we open up the entertainment page. Brought to you by our friends at Wave Soda.
I love Wave Soda. Wave Soda is super simple, just bubbly water with a splash of real juice and a little caffeine. It's unsweetened, so no stevia or artificial sweeteners, just a clean finish, only 2 to 6 grams of sugar, and 15 to 25 calories per can. Enter the code JUNKIES for 15% off at wavesoda.com. I actually was passing it out to some of the guys yesterday that my son had over. So here, have some Wave Soda, fellas.
Is that all they had?
A couple of them, that's all they had, yeah.
I just finished a mango Wave Soda. Already done. Already killed it.
Mango's good. Tangerine's good. My favorite's grapefruit.
Ah, good.
I think my favorite is really good with vodka, right?
Is blackberry.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, try that one. All right, there's a lot to talk about here. I don't know where to begin. Let's just start, I guess, with the Lori Loughlin. Is that how you say your name?
Yep.
We keep going back and forth on that. The Lori Loughlin chick from
My old friend from the Bahamas, by the way.
Full House, one of my favorite hands, EB. Full House.
Of course, she and her husband, that Massimo guy, they finally agreed to plead guilty for their role in the college admissions scandal. I actually thought they had a little bit of a leg to stand on because their argument was that they thought they were making a legitimate donation to the school.
Sure they were. They thought that.
That the guy Rick Singer said, you know, $250K. They didn't actually think they were paying him $250K. They thought it was a donation, and then maybe he was taking a cut. But anyway.
It just tells me that the government had either texts or emails. They had a little proof.
Well, one thing they had is pictures of the girls faking like they were rowers.
Right, right.
And when those came out, that was bad. But nevertheless, it might be genius on their part. It still might work out. So they plead guilty, and Loughlin is going to go. She's agreed to serve 2 months and do 100 hours of community service. The 100 hours of community service cakes might be worse.
Tilting.
That's a lot.
Nobody likes community service.
Not mega tilting.
Yeah, I'd rather just go to some cushy jail and play, you know, spades for
as long as I
months.
Got a minimum security
right.
Prison. I would take that over. Community
give
service.
Me some
well, they
cable,
may barely be in during.
Give me some Xfinity and some Naked and Afraid and some spades.
Yep, you're good.
I mean, 100 hours of community service is free.
Then her husband's got to do more than that.
Now he's got to do 5 months, and he's got maybe 250 hours of community service.
5 months is brutal.
And they each have fines, but it means nothing to them. They're so wealthy.
They're so
yeah, but during
filthy
this coronavirus
rich.
Time, my guess is. Neither
That's
of
the
them
point.
Will spend the full sentence.
Well, they may not spend a day in
right.
prison. They're letting freaking pedophiles out. So it's going to be real hard to put these guys in. Now, I have a problem with what they're doing. That's a whole separate issue as far as letting all these prisoners out. But they may not serve a day in prison. So it may be the smartest thing to do is just capitalize on this time right now, this moment, and hope that a judge will tell you that you could serve your time at home. And then it serves both sides, right? Because then the feds can say, we got them to agree to prison time, and then they can know that ultimately they're not going to have to actually serve the time in jail. So it might work out for them. Got to give them some credit.
They should definitely serve a little time. Maybe not the full 2 months or 5 months, but they got to serve something.
I mean, just think about it.
What was the other actress served? What, 13 days or 10 days?
Something like that. But that
Felicity
was
Felicity Huffman.
But that was before the pandemic. But even she got out early.
Right.
Yeah.
You know? Kelly Ripa is in the news. Apparently, we didn't realize this. I mean, I haven't watched the show, I don't think ever, Kelly and Ryan. But she's apparently been doing the show secretly from quarantine in the Caribbean. When the shelter-in-place orders came out, she and their family, shocker, were vacationing in the Caribbean.
At the Cove.
And they did the smart thing, and they stayed there.
Nice. That is smart.
So she's been hanging out there, and it's still, I mean, it sucks. They're not really seeing a lot of folks. And, you know, she's complained at different times that her kids won't even hug her because they're all weirded out about her maybe having the corona.
Wasn't there also a Seacrest story this week? We never talked about it, where people accused him of maybe having a mini stroke on the air.
Well, he was like fidgeting. His eye was blinking. Something weird was happening. He claims, and his people claim, that it wasn't a stroke. He was just exhausted. And listen, there's one thing I'll say. That dude works. He does his radio show. He does the TV show. He produces all those shows. You know, obviously there's not any award shows right now, but he's always working the red carpet for those things. Mm-hmm. He's got whatever it is, American Idol. The guy is a friggin' workhorse.
Hey, some would say he's a jack of all trades, master of none.
Oh, where's the beef?
Now I can tell.
I gotta come back with one now.
I can tell by the way you giggled that Valdez gave you that zing.
He gave me the first half. I completed it with the master of none.
Yeah, he gave you that zing because I saw you smile before you said it.
Yes. Dead giveaway.
Dead giveaway.
Yes.
There you go.
By the way, my eye twitches all the time. So maybe I'm having a bunch of Gary Kubiak mini strokes.
Well, that's caffeine.
That's probably the caffeine. You're probably right. Hold on. Drinking an entire pot of coffee within the 4 hours is bad.
Every day.
Every day.
Well, think about this. How many, where's my camera? Oh, yeah. How many cups does this thing hold?
That's a gigantic tumbler. That's got to be like 40 ounces, 32 to 40 ounces.
At least this is the one that Alex gave us, our friend Alex that listens to the show. We make 7 cups every morning. I think I put about 5 cups in here. That's a lot. That
sounds about right.
That's a ton.
It's a ton. And it keeps it pretty warm.
What amazes me is you guys drink that, and then you can go up to your rooms and take a nap.
Oh, yeah.
It's sheer exhaustion.
I don't get it. Well, I don't even know how that's physically possible.
Ask me what time I went to bed last night. Go ahead.
What time did you go to bed?
11:30. So, I mean, I'm exhausted.
Well, did you take a nap during the day?
Yesterday, actually, I think I did. Well, there was one day that I didn't.
That's why you can do that.
Yeah, but it's just terrible. I mean, I'm still butt tired when I wake up. It's not like I feel silly when I wake up. I feel horrible. But I'm just in a bad routine.
Well, anyway, I still can't believe you guys can drink that much coffee and then you can just go upstairs at 10:30 and snooze.
Cake, CBS is coming out with a new special. It's based on our lives. Haircut Night in America.
Very good.
Did you see that?
I did not. Yeah. I'm no longer blindly loyal to CBS programming since we have split from the CBS umbrella.
Are you not afraid of criticizing CBS now?
Oh, yeah, I can criticize them all I want.
Haircut
but
night
the present company I'm not talking about.
Yes.
I believe that's others.
It's funny you won't even mention the present company.
I've gotten out of that game.
Dude, I will tell you this. My buddy, and this is only good, and we're only saying positive things.
Yes.
My buddy bought our company stock at its lowest.
Oh. Yep. And he's probably doubled his money.
He's doubled down on it. So he's made a really nice, look, I'm going to write down in here roughly what I think he's made.
Well, good for him.
Well, plus he's rich anyway.
Yeah, it's a blip to him.
But here, look what I wrote down right
he's
there.
He's no penny pincher.
Hold
by
on,
the way, it
see?
Affects his life not at all.
Can I see?
Yeah, I put it on the Hangouts.
Oh, the Hangouts, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I think that's what he's profited off our stock.
Yeah.
And literally, a month or
That's
less.
That's impressive.
And you know what? That money doesn't amount to a hill of beans for him.
Yeah. Doesn't mean anything to him.
Hill of beans. But. Like it.
Come on.
I like your list. Whatever list you're culling these from, I like it. We're going to run this into the ground. It was supposed to be organic.
No, just today. Just today we run into the ground.
No, I like it. I think it works. Anyway,
it's Friday. You got to laugh.
Haircut night in America.
Is it really Friday? It's like a Thursday.
Yeah, it's true.
I thought yesterday was Friday.
Good point.
I was so bitter I had to wake up today.
I was very lethargic yesterday. I did a whole lot of nothing yesterday.
Right.
By the way,
is that
different
than
other days?
No, I did a lot.
No. Some days I'll like, I'll set the bar high. Like maybe I'll put away a load of laundry. Maybe I'll, maybe I'll put away the dishes. Yesterday was a lot of lounging around, doing a lot of nothing.
Would there be interest if I put out a pick? I have a feeling there would be. There'll be joning. So do I want to do it? I don't know. Of me like sawing one, the tree. Should I put that out there?
Well, sure. You want to. You know you want to.
I'm just asking if people...
Personally, I don't care.
Yeah, I don't. I could care less, but I don't know about you. You probably want
the attention. This is my manly man day.
Well, it could be Joan-worthy material.
I'm sure people will Joan on it.
Yeah.
Please, no, do it. Show content.
Show content.
Content is king, baby.
Yeah. Right. Content is king. I'm trying to think. Trying to see what I got.
I thought you already posted one a couple weeks ago.
I did a video when I was just, I was just manning it up. Just what do you got over there?
I have a handsaw. I got a number.
Thank you. Exactly. I wonder if I should upgrade to the 16-incher.
I think you need a gas-powered silly is what you need.
The thing is, the battery is so convenient. You just plug it in.
And I'm sure it is.
Can you believe
it? Not as powerful, though.
Can you believe? Well, listen to this. My chain got jammed and fell off the saw.
Okay.
Who do you think fixed it?
You did?
This guy right here.
Do you have
this
lubricant?
Manly man.
Do you have lubricant for your chainsaw?
Put oil in there too. Yeah.
Look at you.
Yeah, I got oil for my saw and I used a ratchet set. Is that what they call? You know what
sure.
those things are?
Yes, I know what a ratchet is.
Loosened the bolts.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I took the blade off. I unkinked the chain.
Okay.
I put the blade back on.
Very proud of you.
Put the chain back on it. Put the bolts back on. And I was back in business.
It's pretty good. That's not bad. For
felt
us,
like
that's,
a man.
That's not bad at all.
Felt like just a man's man. But, I'll see if I can find those images, if I can. My father-in-law took a bunch of pictures. Because he had to document that for, that needs to be in, like, some sort of time cap.
Do you have a big blue ox standing next to you as you're felling all these trees?
No.
You can act like a man!
But, come on, Valdez, I just made a Paul Bunyan reference. You're not gonna hit the... There you go. Seriously.
I missed that one.
I've fallen.
You missed the big blue ox?
Yeah, I missed that one. Sorry.
That's not a cliche, though. Is it?
Yeah,
okay,
but still
it's not
old
a cliche,
man.
But we're talking about old things.
Like an old
What's older
saying,
than Paul
well, if
Bunyan.
We're talking about old things, this is going to be playing all show long.
All right. Okay, so we're just restricting it to cliches. That's fine.
Did you guys see the viral video of the couple getting after it in the Brooklyn subway station?
I did not.
So no one's riding the subways, right? They're saying beyond nursing homes, it may be the number one super spreader in New York City.
Okay.
And so they've basically been deserted.
Yeah, but they're treating them daily now, or
they
actually
finally
probably
treated
hourly.
Them. I think they waited 40 years to treat him, but they finally treated him.
Yeah.
And there's a couple down there, and I mean, I don't think they live in the Upper West Side, but they.
How do you know?
I'm guessing.
The last time I rode the New York subway, by the way, is when we were in New York for the U.S. Open, and I asked Jeff Van Gundy if he wanted to come on the show.
And you gave him
you guys
a homemade business card.
You guys cajoled me into asking him. And
right.
He was
We wanted to send somebody his height over.
God, that looks so hurting, what he's doing.
Are you watching? Now,
I'm not watching.
It look hurting?
Because I guarantee
it's
you
the
woman.
Subway. He's wearing
the like, woman probably looks like my butt.
Overalls and a hoodie. He's wearing jeans, overalls, and a hoodie. The woman is.
He's got a backpack. What is he in a 90s rap video?
Yeah.
What's he doing?
I don't know how to describe. How do I describe the woman Valdez and not get dumped?
It looks like she's picking up some change on the ground.
Hey, yeah. He's taking her for a roll in the hay, EB. Oh,
that's a Valdez.
I mean, I served that up.
Does he have a mask on?
Yes.
Wouldn't that be? Is he smashing with a mask?
Yes, he's got a mask and a backpack.
That is hilarious. Because I haven't seen the uncensored. I only see it. It looks like Naked and Afraid. There's a big blur.
Yeah.
Anyway, you can check that out. I think Pornhub has the uncensored video up if you want to check that out.
I don't think that's the video I'd pick if I went to Pornhub. The uncensored subway mask smashing? No, thank you.
Sometimes you never see those, like when people are smashing, like at a stadium in the bathroom, and all these people are gawking and watching. You don't ever click on those cakes?
Doesn't intrigue me.
Or maybe it's just me.
Oh, now I got
it's
it.
Just
up.
You.
You're right, a voyeur. I know they want to check in on AWOD. I've got more EP. We could do both. Is AWOD? Is he on standby?
Yeah, he can call in. I mean, I know he's not doing anything.
Get him on the Zoom.
Well, he's definitely not doing anything.
Get him on the Zoom. So we'll do the sick shot.
Yeah, we'd count how many pizza boxes he has on the ground.
And how many stains he has on his sweatpants.
Yeah, because on Saturday he had two pizza boxes just right on the ground next to him.
Right.
And he had 100 biological stains on his pants.
Yes, he did.
100.
All right,
I'm not even kidding.
Be right back.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. Chunky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. Remember, you can always use the Radio.com app. Hit that rewind feature and go back in time as much as 24 hours. Listen to parts of the show that you may have missed.
Mm-hmm.
If you're wondering why we're playing the old man cliche alert, you can figure that out from earlier in the program. All right, we've got Adam on the line and live via Zoom if you're watching on NBC Sports Washington. What's going on, Adam? It looks like you're in your bedroom now, right?
No, I'm still in my living room.
It looks so much cleaner.
Yeah.
I learned his lesson. Embarrassed after Max Major, so I had to clean the house. I had to pretty much redesign my background because I was embarrassed. It looked like trash. I had pizza everywhere, coffee stains, and I basically had to redo my life.
Yeah. And it looks like a wake up call. Did you get a haircut?
Yeah. I went to one of my boys' cribs, and he had a friend there, and so shaped me up, kind of faded the beard. I mean, I'm ready to go. I'm ready for phase one of the reopenings here.
Now, when you go over to your boys, are you guys, are you like giving them the brother hug and everything? Or are you just kind of like saying, hey, what's up, man? And still kind of keeping your distance?
So the only people that I've hung out with were the friends that I went to New York with.
Right.
So I feel like we've been quarantined together. So you know, we're dapping up, we're hugging.
You are. So you're doing the same old, same old.
Yeah. Well, he cut his hair. He had to be pretty close to him.
Yeah, that, obviously for that. But I'm just wondering. Like, I'm even still, when we have friends over, I mean, I still feel like a jerk, but, you know, we're just kind of, you know, we're sitting around the fire pit. We're sitting around the couch. My son has his friends over. But, you know, I'm not dapping them up. I don't know why it's stupid, but I guess.
So my thing is, when I go around, if I see a stranger, I put my mask on right away. But if I know the person, then, I mean, I'm all love. It's a handshake and a hug.
Well, right. That makes no sense whatsoever.
Makes no sense. I mean, yeah.
How is the online dating life? I read an article this week that some people are using the antibodies test, if they test positive, as a real badge of honor.
No, I haven't really messed with the dating apps. I want to meet someone in person. I just got sick and tired of going back and forth, and they say, oh, you want to meet up, and then we never do, or I get ghosted all of a sudden. You know, I'm working text messaging for a month, and then I get ghosted in a day
because
I say something stupid about the Wizards.
What have you taken the antibody test? You should do that. You should go to LabCorp, pay $10, and do that.
I'm clean. I feel amazing. It
doesn't matter what you
can't follow it. He's
so dumb.
You
even know what the antibody?
You know how most people can't follow the science. He definitely can't follow.
Do you know
the
what the antibody test is? You're a college graduate, allegedly.
So the antibody test is to show if you have it or ever had it, right?
It doesn't show if you have it currently.
It doesn't show if you currently have it.
It doesn't show that your cells are currently or have previously worked to beat the COVID-19.
He can't even spell science.
Right.
Does he know what asymptomatic means?
Do you know what asymptomatic means?
No way.
Asymptomatic means that your symptoms are not showing. Like you have the symptoms, but they're not showing.
What do you mean you have the symptoms?
Invisible symptoms.
He got it. He got it.
Jason.
You don't have invisible symptoms.
I mean, he didn't explain
you
it well.
You have no symptoms.
You have no symptoms.
Asymptomatic means you have no symptoms.
Yeah, he kind of got it.
No, asymptomatic means that you have the virus, but their symptoms are invisible. You can't feel them or touch them or smell
them.
That
means you have no symptoms.
A symptom, for example, is a 103 temperature. Okay,
right.
That would be a symptom. Yeah. It doesn't. Right. It's not invisible, like an invisible symptom. You just don't have.
You don't
the
have
fever.
An invisible fever. You don't have a fever.
Right.
I mean, I just think that the people that are asymptomatic just aren't really feeling the symptom.
Yet they don't have the symptoms, douche.
I just think they're not feeling them.
Right. Why don't you? But JP's point is a good one. Why don't you get the antibody test and then hopefully you got it when you were in New York. And then you can show chicks, hey, I'm like bulletproof. You're not going to get any corona from me. I've got the immunity. Let's, you know what I mean?
You'd be perfect for Tinder then.
Yes.
Yeah, but that's not my goal. I would get the antibody test to then go to CK and say, hey, phase one is starting up. I would like to make a plea to get back into the studio. I can work better in the studio.
You care about that more than Buns?
He wants to see Drab.
Yeah, but everybody's
he misses
saying,
Drab so much.
Everybody's
you know
been
he does.
Saying that your work product has improved in the last few weeks. Even Shorts,
how's
who
that
at
possible?
Times has been one of your biggest critics,
yeah.
has said that your work product has improved as you've moved remote.
Well, that's just because when you work remote, you're never off the clock. I mean, he can hit me up at 6 p.m. and say, I need you to do a video, and I can't say I'm at a bar because I'm never at bars anymore.
Right.
Okay, but the point is that you actually are working on the show and putting up videos at thefandc.com/video, and that page is improved and the content is better. You're just not getting
right,
the same amount
I'm
of ADs.
I'm telling you that I can make a plea that it can improve even more if I was in the studio. If I could use the minds of Drab T-Shirt and Matt Valdez to come up with bits and skits and content.
We tried that for 5 years. You sat in here and did nothing until 10 a.m.
Right.
Drabby,
so
do you miss...
admit it. Admit it that you want more ADs. You
yeah,
should have seen how...
I want to build my career back up. Yeah, AWOD's disappeared. You guys got sent home, and all of a sudden you care about yourselves and yourselves only.
We've always only cared.
Well, that's always been the case.
Yeah, we've never cared about you. You've just been there.
And Cakes, you can test us. That guy was starving for ADs so much when we did the Max Major segment. So we had him on because he was going to put the video up on the website.
Right.
So just figured it was easier, instead of figuring out how to record it myself, email it to him, do all that stuff, why don't we just put him up on the Zoom.
Just loop him in.
And he can record it himself and ultimately – cut the videos. That guy was guzzling beers, pouring it all over his face, his clothes.
I actually did watch the Max Major bit.
Was it embarrassing?
I mean,
well, it was a desperate cry for attention.
It was
cry
very for me, right. Yeah. It was very Rom-like. Yeah.
Rom is a spirited animal.
Excuses, though. He had me on because he couldn't figure out how to record it himself. It's old man radio every single day on the Junkies.
Yep.
And look, I was listening yesterday on the show, and EB, I want to defend you for a second because the whole flippy floppy thing, it's taken completely out of control. Look, the only people that flip-flop more are Matt Valdez and drab T-shirt. All right, Valdez walks around with open-toed shoes 4 out of 5 days a week, and drab changes his mind on everything he ever does in life. They need to understand the hierarchy of the show. If EB tells you to do something, you do it. If he wants you on Zoom, you
You're
put the
jealous. Don't be jealous over there.
Such a brown noser, though. All of us felt that. What open toe sandals have to do with
flip floppers, Ricky? Saying it's flip flopping. Oh.
Yeah. Adam, what are you saying? We were out of line yesterday.
Well, look, I've heard the Matt and Matt show. They suck on air. There's no way that their show would last. They are producers. They are button pressers. Drab is great at answering a phone and saying, hey, do you want to talk to the Junkies? That's his job. That's all he can do. He shouldn't be commenting on the show.
Hold on.
You've been doing
the
show for 20 years and 10 years before he even got a job at the station.
Right. Hold on. So are you suggesting, are you putting yourself in the talent pool now because you have your own like weekend thing and
here's
drab.
What I'm saying. I'm saying it's like a sports debate. There's Team Jordan, there's Team LeBron. I'm Team EB all day, every day.
Shocker.
Team producers, they suck.
You.
They don't know what they're doing. They're not talent. They're not talent.
See, this is typical Adam.
Drabby Valdez.
Burn bridges left and right.
You want to respond to that?
Those two guys are probably your biggest supporters. You took a big giant poopy on
I'm watching the show every day from home, and JP's talking nonsense about how he didn't know how to cook eggs. The best part of the show yesterday was EB questioning the callers and getting to know them. That was the best part of the show. And they're saying that was stupid?
Have you ever seen such gratuitous ass kissing?
Are you paying him?
Adam, you know, the best part of my day yesterday is when I went to lunch with Valdez. We went to Bethesda Bagels. We walked there together.
Holding hands.
Why is it so annoying? Because, look, the reason they don't go on Zoom is because they don't want the audience to know how little they pay attention to the show. Drab is on Instagram scrolling for hotties all day, and Valdez has been on Zillow for 3 straight years trying to find a new house.
Here comes the scorched earth. Here it is. This is right by the playbook.
Why are you doing this?
They
this
do
your
little.
Two biggest supporters.
If I was in the studio, I could control them. I could be their personal cameraman, so they'd never have a reason to not be on camera. I'd stick it in their face and say, hey, Joan to EB's face like he wants you to.
Hey, you're saying they do little in studio. What do you do then? You do less than what they do in studio.
Look, this isn't about friends right now. This isn't about like being buddies. This is about the show content. And they don't know what they're talking about if they don't trust EB's instincts.
You know what? He's speaking a lot of truth here, Cakes. He's speaking a lot of truth.
One to make me famous.
By the way, Adam's so professional that he admitted on the show that he hooked it 5 times during the Junks.
Well, I can multitask. But look, they were completely out of line yesterday. That's my final point. They were completely out of line. Right, and the whole thing that they wouldn't get on Zoom, like man-to-man, that was just being such a wuss. Like, oh, we're going to Joan without putting our Zoom because Doug doesn't like it. They immediately turned it on Doug.
Hmm. You're bringing up great points.
He's got a lot of confidence just because Sonny knew his name.
Is that what it is?
I think that's what it is.
Yeah, that's why he wants to get back in the studio.
By the way, has that dynamic changed at all in the last few days?
We waved to Sonny this morning.
Oh, you did? Look at that. That's progress.
But no, she didn't say, hi, Valdez.
Valdez is doing like an over-the-top bit. It was kind of embarrassing.
What about Karina? Did you wave to her?
We haven't seen her.
Yeah, she's been in hiding ever since.
Right. Is your hair coming in, by the way, Valdez?
Yeah, it's coming in pretty full.
Little stubble?
Really?
Yeah.
Can you put it
Do you want it on the Zoom, Eric?
Yeah, put it on the Zoom. Can you get on the Zoom and then we'll have a 6 shot. Everybody likes the even number, apparently.
Do you have more hair than Drab right now?
I don't know. Drab, take off your hat.
So, Adam, anything else going on?
It's about the same.
Yeah.
Nothing's going on.
Except in the front of his head.
Background. That's about it.
How's a play to win?
Play to win? Why do you bring up a non-existent entity?
It's his podcast. He said he was going to do it every week this year.
He doesn't do it.
That was his number one goal this year. He was going to do it every week.
No one
play
cares.
To win officially went bankrupt with COVID-19.
Yeah. Right. Is it ever going to come back?
One of the many casualties.
Adam, what do you miss the most?
About being in the studio?
No, in your life right now, how your life has changed.
Oh, I definitely miss the 2 a.m. pizzas. I mean, just like the thing about the bar scene that for me, it was just like I used to go around and love like dapping people up. Hey, A-Wad! Like high-fiving everyone
attention.
And hugging people with my favorite shirt.
Tonight. Yeah. He can't be
there. When do you think
put on a mask?
When do you think that's going to happen again?
2021.
What was the name of the spot again?
It's on his shirt. Pamplona.
Pamplona,
he's advertising it.
Pamplona. How did you forget that?
I just forgot. So
he loves that spot.
Is Pamplona open
Chuck
again?
Lee.
No, not yet. They're working on an outdoor reopening. And
so when they do the outdoor reopening, will you be there?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'm going all in.
You'll be an ambassador for them still?
I mean, as soon as I can, like, drink outside with a big group of people again, I'm going to do it. Because that was my best chance of making out with a stranger anyway.
Right.
Yeah, he'll be tip of the spear there. Well, I got to tell you, Adam, your background looks much better today, much more professional. You look much better than you did on Saturday. If people are curious how bad his apartment looked and how bad he looked, you can check out the video at thefandc.com/video, where you've been putting up videos daily of what we've been doing on the show, right?
Adam, did you get any in during the show today?
No, because last night there was like a 10:30 and then like a 12:45 because I was struggling to fall asleep.
Oh, my God. You got two within 2 hours?
Two within 2 hours.
Ooh, that's impressive.
Different websites, different links.
Right.
New content.
What are you going to do today?
More of that.
Post this segment on the show. No, but I don't know.
Now you're being honest.
Yeah, what are you going to do today and tonight?
I've been on a wormhole of Google trying to find leaked OnlyFans accounts because I'm too broke. I have no money. I can't pay for OnlyFans. Just trying to find leaked Reddit threads.
What is that?
He's saying he's saying OnlyFans. You know the subscription stuff.
Yeah,
like where the chicks shake their butts and everything. He's trying to find people who recorded them.
So
he wants free content.
And that's when they like tell the chick what to do, the cam girl what to do.
No, it's like a girl posts like a naked snap story, and it's you have to pay $20 a month for it. But I'm waiting for someone who pays $20 a month to then post a private link.
Right. So pathetic.
All right, Adam.
It's a loophole.
Yeah,
you got to roll.
Do you know what a loophole
All right,
is?
See you guys.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's different than a wormhole.
I'm text. What a dummy.
What a piece of work.
I do miss that dummy.
Speaking of dummies, Cowboy Todd's on the line. We'll come back to him
back
next.
To back?
Here on the Junkies.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. I guess Cowboy Todd is on the line. It's on the heels of AWOD.
Could you have a bigger brain drain back to AWOD and Cowboy Todd?
Todd Myers. What's up, Todd?
Another guy who loves attention, hey, though, too.
Yes.
That is. Good morning, fellas.
What's up?
Hey, so yesterday I was listening to the dispute between Bickle and the producers.
Yeah.
I got onto the fans' Twitter page to see if they had put a clip up with the video. Because I wanted to see Bickle's face to see how mad he was really getting. And towards the end of the video, it looked like Jason was messing with his dip in his mouth and then spitting in a cup. And I didn't know Jason dipped.
Jason.
What?
He's calling you out.
Sometimes I do.
Oh, really? I didn't know this.
He caught it on the thin lip.
Look,
Jason.
Gumshoe detective, Cowboy Todd.
I've noticed that before, too.
What?
I've noticed that before, too, but I don't understand why you're doing that.
Sometimes it gets me a little high.
Is that why?
Because he's white trash from PG County.
Gets me a little extra energy.
Hey, I put in the G-Chat, the screenshot of Jason doing a little spit on the video that Todd's talking about.
Yeah, I've seen
nothing wrong with a little skull mint every now and then.
I've noticed Jason doing that occasionally, and I know what he's doing. I just don't understand it. Like, you know how terrible that is for you.
Drab says you have it in right now.
I don't know.
Oh. I'll be honest, I did not know he was doing that.
I spit it out during the
video. I hadn't noticed either.
He'll take his tongue and start messing with it to get more nicotine out of it.
Yeah. So, Todd, why'd you call me out, Todd?
That's a pro move,
because,
Todd.
Yeah, I feel more better because now we're more alike.
Feels more better. More
alike. Hey, you're more like him. Doesn't that make you feel good?
Why are you embarrassed about that?
I'm not embarrassed. I like it.
All right. Yeah, you're my boy. You've always been my boy.
Hold on, Jason. You know how terrible that is for you.
There's a lot of things that are terrible.
I know, but I mean, that's been proven to give you lip cancer.
Here, this is I have a theory too. Is that Jason's, you know, he hit 50. He's doing colonoscopies now. In his mind, he's going YOLO, and he's throwing in skull pouches.
Skull pouches.
He's throwing in a lipper.
Yeah.
Hey, I got some buddies. I got some buddies who do it on a golf course. And
yeah,
sometimes
it's a golf course thing.
Sometimes I'll partake. Who knows?
Yeah.
Yeah, but now he's doing it during the show. That's not golf course.
I know. I'm just telling you when I started doing it. Well, I actually did it back in college a little bit, but
yeah,
I took a few years off.
Somebody else also on our Facebook page, trying to punch up the email, alleged that he was noticing Jason taking really small sips this morning from a cup, and he said, "Does Jason have some deep Eddie in there?"
No. No chance. I don't start until 4. You know that.
Are you drinking every night, Jason?
Nah. No, I went a week leading up to the colonoscopy.
Right. But then immediately, I'm sure you hit the booze. Like tonight, it's a Friday, so for sure you drink it today.
I'll have a couple at happy hour, yeah.
Yeah.
I think those small sips are the same thing. It's just Jason spitting really quickly.
Gotcha. Exactly.
And he's lucky the graphics there. It's hiding under his chin, so you can't really see what he's doing.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
All right,
you're on TV, Rick, and people can see you.
Can we just shift the focus? Let's shift the focus.
Does Teresa know? Are you trying to do it on the down low so Teresa doesn't know?
Shh.
Oh, that's what it is. That's what it is.
Oh, you guys are funny.
Yeah, here's the email. Says, why does Lurch drink like a bird? He always has a cup he swigs out of.
Right.
The amount of liquid it looks like he consumes is enough to wet his no lips.
Yeah.
Oh. Probably deep no Eddie lips. In that blicky.
No, there's no deep Eddie in the blicky. I can promise you that.
Usually when Jason's drinking, he'll own that.
Yeah,
right?
Of course.
He'll tell
I'm not going to do it at 6:30 in the morning.
Well, Todd, that's a good catch.
That is.
You guys are funny.
All right. Hey, all right. Thank you. Thank you, Cowboy.
I can't believe Cowboy Todd noticed it and we didn't.
No, I've noticed it and I know what he's doing, but I don't
We don't notice things on each other.
You didn't
just
think
don't.
That.
You know, it usually takes a few days.
I did.
It usually takes a few days to realize that, like, cakes went from a beard to a goatee or back and forth.
No, but
we just don't
see
notice
Jason's lipper sometime. You can see it.
Got nothing in.
Yeah. Didn't. I never saw it.
Yeah. No, you could see it. And I don't know.
You boys, you just make my day.
time are you guys working? What guests do you guys have tomorrow?
Oh, we got tons. We got a bevy.
All the guests, the replays of all the guests that we've had this week?
No, I think we're only going to replay Riz.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
All right.
JP's booking someone at 9:20. He didn't tell me who it was, though. Surprise
guest. It's not 100% confirmed yet. That's why.
Oh, okay.
But I'm pretty sure that it'll come through.
I'm assuming because it worked for us that the phones will work this weekend, right? Obviously, they're working.
But who are the guests we have on? So Jason and I are on from 9 till noon. I know that we have one of the Glennon brothers. I'm not sure. I think it's the one that's in the NFL.
It is the one that's in the NFL.
So it's
well,
Mike.
Is he actually currently that's on Mike. A team?
Did yeah, it's Jacksonville.
He signed with Jacksonville.
Yeah, he's down there with Grudog.
So hold on. Is he locked up, you think? Like how many quarterbacks they have down there?
I mean, he's the backup.
It's Minshew and Glennon. That's it?
Foles,
yeah. Foles is gone.
Foles is gone. They didn't draft a rookie or anything?
No.
Not that I know of.
All right, so he'll be good.
Yeah, he's their backup. He's their number two.
Hey, man, this cupboard's kind of bare down here in Jacksonville. Gardner Minshew, some guy with a mustache, and that skinny Glennon kid. This is all we got down here?
He's going to make $30, $35 million.
Oh, I know what we're
more.
Doing. We're tanking for Trevor. That's what we're doing. That's what we're doing out here in Jacksonville.
We've got Tim Donnelly, right? He does a radio show
down in Virginia Beach. Yeah. And then we're going to have a couple of ex-Maryland Lax players, Bickle.
Who?
Guys, you didn't follow Maryland lacrosse back in the 80s. Brendan Hanley and Doug Poindexter played on the number one team in the country in 1987.
So why'd you book them?
Remember, it's a long story.
We had Tillman on,
yes,
you mentioned
yes.
their names, and what, and they reached out to you?
It got out to Tom Worstell, who was a stud, and then they all kind of talked about it, and I don't know.
What is this, 106.7 The Lax? What's going on here?
I'm sorry.
Lax content.
Where's the beat?
Where's the beat?
I've fallen.
Yeah, maybe I can use that on my Time and Room podcast.
When's Dave Petromala getting booked?
Yeah, you have 80s.
No, I don't like Hopkins. I don't like Hopkins. I'll never have a Hopkins
brothers
player
on next week.
Yeah. Petro's
all right,
out there.
So check us out from 9 to noon. EB's on after us. Everybody, have a great weekend.
Right.
We will be on tomorrow.
Be safe.
Grandanny, they're up next on The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.